This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The center has approved advance release of over 1,950 crore rupees as second installment of the State Disaster Response Fund, SDRF, to Karnataka and Maharashtra for the year 2025-26. The amount was approved by Union Home Minister Amit Shah. Out of the total amount, over 384 crore rupees was approved for Karnataka and 1,566 crore rupees for Maharashtra to provide immediate relief assistance to people affected by extremely heavy rainfall and floods during the southwest monsoon this year. The Home Ministry said in a statement this year, central government has already released more than 13,603 crore rupees to 27 states under SDRF and 2,189 crore rupees under NDRF to 15 states. In addition, over 4,571 crore rupees were released from the State Disaster Mitigation Fund to 21 states and 372 crore rupees from National Disaster Mitigation Fund to 9 states. Tomorrow is the last date for withdrawal of nominations for the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections, covering 121 constituencies in 18 districts. Out of the 2,496 nomination papers filed by candidates from various parties and independents, 487 have been rejected, while 2,009 have been found valid. The final number of candidates remaining in the fray will become clear after the completion of the withdrawal process. Meanwhile, the nomination process for 122 assembly constituencies across 20 districts will conclude tomorrow for the second phase. So far, a total of 1,066 nomination papers have been filed for this phase. Candidates can withdraw their nominations for the second phase until 23rd of October. Polling for all 243 assembly seats in Bihar will be held in two phases on 6th of November and 11th of November. After the nomination deadline for the first phase ended, differences within the Grand Alliance comprising the Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD, Congress and left parties have widened. In several constituencies, candidates from Grand Alliance partners are contesting against each other. Uttar Pradesh achieved the Guinness World Record by lighting 26,17,215 earthen lamps on 9th Deepotsav today. The lamps were lit on 56 ghats of Sariyu River, including the Ram Ki Paidi. This year, another world record was created in which 2,128 Vedacharyas performed Maha Aarti and recited shlokas on the banks of the Sariyu River. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, along with several ministers, was present at the event. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan extended their greetings to the nation on the eve of Diwali. In her message, Ms. Murmu said that Diwali is one of India's most popular festivals and is celebrated with great zeal and enthusiasm. In his message, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that Diwali celebrates the triumph of goodness over evil and knowledge over ignorance. Ayush Ministry has urged citizens, especially the elderly and postmenopausal women, to adopt Ayurvedic preventive measures, balanced nutrition and gentle physical activity to prevent osteoporosis. On the eve of World Osteoporosis Day tomorrow, the ministry said, by integrating these holistic practices into daily life, individuals can strengthen their bones and reduce the risk of fractures. It also stressed the critical need for early preventive care and lifestyle interventions to combat osteoporosis, as it is silent but major public health challenge affecting millions of people worldwide. In cricket, chasing a target of 289 runs set by England, India were 266 for 6 in 48 overs in the ICC Women's ODI World Cup at the Holkar Stadium in Indore when the reports last came in. England scored 288 for 8 wickets in stipulated 50 overs. Earlier, England won the toss and opted to bat first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.